Anyway, so I apologize if yesterday we abruptly ended shir. That was not my fault. It was Chaim's fault. It wasn't your fault. It was Mr. Zoom's fault. Okay, so we're going back during the Gemara. Where are we up to? I'm not sure what we're up to. We're up to Tashma in Abor, Esther Chamesh Amo. Is that where we're up to?
Yeah, Chiddush in the Gemara yesterday.
What?
Yeah, Chiddush in the Gemara. Like every other Gemara line we had was that really in a Hanami, you can't go. But the reason why it said this is to teach me Hevel or to teach me something. Was there a Chiddush in the Gemara or that case yesterday?
Which case are you referring to?
The case of Elon next to Sadeh. In other words, normally we say, oh, it says don't be Soymech next to bar. See, he says in Hanami, really, even if there's no bar there, you also can't, right? But it comes to teach me a Chiddush that this is the way roots work, this is the way Hevel works. I'm saying, was there any Chiddush, or like we just didn't understand? The Gemara Pasha just didn't understand how to read that Brisa according to Rava.
I'm in the Chiddush, how the roots work, etc.
Okay.
And that the gather helps. Okay. I think we're up to Tashma, Marchikim and Sa'idin. I don't even remember. We did it so quickly. But okay, we'll start there. Tashma, Marchikim and Sa'idin min Abor, Eshim v'chamesh Amo. So this is a regular Mishnah that we have the Machlokes, Rav Yosi and the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan say you have to be Marchik, and the Rabbanan say, Rav Yosi say you don't, because I'm missing the Marchik. Time with the Gabor, so they're taking a dig in Rabbanan, because we're assuming that Rava Aser is in the Rabbanan too. Time with the Gabor, Ale Gabor Samach. So the Kash on Rava, no, Kale Gabor Nami no Samach. The High Gokamash, the High Kofe Amma, Ozzy Shras and Matthew Gabor. In other words, that it's 25 Amma is the Shir, because it's 25 Amma is Ozzy. We wanted to say yes, it's not a vadai, but it's a good chance. But okay, I'm not sure. The Lashon Gemara.
Why doesn't the Gemara give the typical answer that she gives? That the Gemara is always giving. That you know, even if there is no bar, that kamash malan the honey, the sharashim amazik the bar.
Maybe we learned that from the previous Mishnah.
No, I don't know, but the previous Mishnah was talking about the avodas hakerem.
Avodas hakerem. What does Rashi say?
The Gemara before did say, I forgot the Ikash Rashim.
What?
The Gemara before did say Shrashim.
No, didn't it? It said you have to be marked because of Avodas Hakerem.
Right, because it's Afagat. It's a mashma. There's nobody just come. You could do Afagat the Ikash Rashim.
That was a kasha. The answer was.
Right.
That means Rashim. There's a tumma over there. There's a tumma.
There's no tumma. The mashma, the Afagat, even if there's no Avodas Hakerem, but you have Shrashim, Shrashim damages.
There was no Shrashim. That was the Gemara's answer. There was no Shrashim. Sunba stops the Shrashim.
If there's no tsunma, Shrashim would be a damager, right?
Yeah, but that's not the Mishnah. That's we see that from Rava, but we don't see that from the Mishnah. Okay. I don't know. Let me read Rashi. Etzel Chomesh Amos, Kach Shiro Shiro, Shashrosim Nimshachim, Ochim Mekavas Toysi Abor. So Rashi says, Kach Shiro. Not sure what Rashi is trying to tell me.
Maybe what like Sir Rebbe said before, it's not an exact science. It's an approximation.
Right. So in other words, he's saying that it's not that it's a shiro, that's a kach shiro. Yes. In other words, it's probably. In other words, it's. But he makes it sound like that. That it's probably going to. The calculus is klesei abor. Okay. So Sandy's asking, why did the Gemara answer? Let me just read the next Rashi. Who then? Well, Gamasha, the Adkal Fayamba of the Shroshi Humaski, the board.
What's the Kasha? The Gemara talks about Shroshim.
No, but he's asking, the Gemara should have answered or could have answered that Hog Gamasha on the Shroshim Kasha the board. Just like the Gemara answered before, the same style. Okay, I don't know.
Then it would sound like any kind of Shroshim. Maybe 50 Amos.
No, okay. But
it can be more than that. It's teaching you not only that it's magic bard, we know it's magic, we know it's crushed from magic bard.
In other words, I think we basically said that the fact that the Gemara keeps on asking the same kasha over and over again, that means that every time you say this teretz, it's daichik. It's an added daichik. Because just because you said this teretz once, every time you say it, it's more daichik. So to say that teretz again would be an added daichik. Especially with Chaim saying it's more as pashit. But even if it wouldn't be so pashit, it's every time you say it. So the Gemara's answer is a much better answer. Gemara's answer is that it's teaching you a chiddush, that 25 amma, that ad chafei amma of the shoshim asking the board. Rashi says, the hokamach on the ad kafei amma of the shoshin of masking the boy.
The reason why we care is this way you don't plant in your own field too close.
What? I can't hear you.
And why do we care about that?
No, why is that important information? That therefore, the chiyuv is to be marking 25 amma.
I understand.
Without this mission, we wouldn't have known that it causes 25 ammas of hezek. Either we would have thought 20 or 30. And therefore, we would have made a different shear. So this is teaching you a mitzias, which is no gate, which has an afkamina la locha, that the shear is 25 amas.
That's he didn't write the word bar.
What?
That's he didn't write the word bar.
Right. Okay. We're talking about. In other words, if I wouldn't have had this Mishnah, I would have assumed that the shroshim is only mazik, let's say 20 amas. So I would have thought, I know Rava. Rava's din is that you're not allowed to do something in your field, which is mazik the other person, even before he came, that I would have thought that it would suffice with being marchik 20 amma.
No, Rebbe, let's say there's no bar.
The Mishnah teaches you 25 amma. But
let's say he didn't say bar, right? You would think that.
No, the question is, he shouldn't write the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is wrong. The Mishnah should marchik ina min abor. Okay, right. It says min abor. So then marchik ina eden. So min abor. So what? Then we make a diak time of the ika bor.
No. The question is that it should only say marchik and say 25 amas. That's the chamish amma. We made a chaveiro. The question is not on the 25 amma. The question is why does it say bor?
Right.
So
Gemara's answer.
So that's what I was asking. Why
doesn't the ad chafei amma of the shoshim asikin abor? What's the answer? In other words,
the practical
what
thing,
does that board? We understand it board. So, Stan, what's the Gemara's answer to? So give out Sandy's question. I mean, really a different question. I mean, then the same is for Medicis. It's also, in other words, if the Gemara's kasha was it says marchikin asinam in abor hashem v'chamesh amma. The Gemara's kash is why did you say min abor? Should have said marchikim min asada. So what the mashman on the achafei amma shrushim maskin abor. So Teretz is because without that you would have said that the hezber in the mission is not mazik the boar, but it's mazik the
walls.
I guess it's because of messing up the machrisha. I guess so. In other words, you would have had a different shot in the Mishnah. If it went to said boar.
Right, so now that we know, now that the Mishnah educates us, now what?
Now that we know that the problem is for the boar.
It's a difference either way. You have to be mafik.
What if in a case where there is a where's a sadeh she'ein asuyah b'iris? So then you wouldn't have to be mafik, if you know, according to the one lashon in Rava for sure.
Either way, you wouldn't have to be mafik then.
No, if it went to said bar, it would have just said marchikin asuyin so etchem chamesh ama. We would have thought that the reason why you're machikim is not because of boar, but it's because of ruins of land. So then even if it's a sadeh she'ein asuyah b'iris, you would also have to be marchik. But now that it says min habor, so it's telling you that the reason for the archaka is because the ad kofei ama of the shoshim asin habor. And therefore, you'd have to be, even if it's ain't a sin of virus, you wouldn't have to be marchik.
Not well, anyways, ain't a sin of virus, you never have to be marchik.
But if the again, if you would have read, we have this Mishnah, marchikin esayira min abor eshel chamish ayma. The Gemara is asking time of the gabor, olek gabor samach. So the Gemara's kasha is. And according to you, Rava, that it's like a boar, you also don't have to, you can't be Simech. It should have left out the word Marchikin Asinan Min Abor. It should have just said Marchikin Asayinim Esther Chamesh Amma and leave out the words Min Abor. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara's answer is, this is what Sandy is saying. I think he's right. That if you would have left out Min Abor, I wouldn't have known that the harchaka is because of the roots mazik the boar. So what would I have thought? What would I have thought if you I would have thought? So I would have had to think
that maybe like Rashi. That he was saying
what?
Like Rashi before that he says that the machresha
roots are rooting the machresha. So then it would come out that even if you had a sada she'ein asuyah b'iris. Or, you know, that it still would have to be marchik 25 amma.
Do you?
What?
According to the Gemara's Havamina.
Do you?
The Gemara says it's only because of the boar. You have to use 25 ammas. Obviously, Machrisha, the fact we said before was only 4 ammas that is going to mess up the plow.
Why would you need 25
ammas? Tyson said before up to 25. The Gemara could have asked who had been up to 25.
That's for the boar.
No, the Gemara before. Rebbe said it was only 4 amas before, but Taisa said that who could have asked on 25, even though Rebbe's saying that now it's even in a certain virus.
I don't know. Remember the Gemara before. The Gemara according
to the Gemara's Havamina that says, so why can't you go all the way up? According to Abaye, you could plant a tree all the way up to the Meitzar. And 25 amas, I'm gonna mess up the guy's bar all the way into the thing.
Yes.
So if the guy's 50 feet, it could be potentially I'm messing up his whole field.
Okay, and not only that, but even according to Rava, if you hold like Rav Yai, see, also mutter.
No, but that. Right, no, so he doesn't consider that damage, or he doesn't consider it something that we reckon with. Sounds a little funny that if you hold that really we consider this a mazik that we have to deal with, that like you could take over somebody's whole rishus.
Abaye doesn't hold that we worry about the future.
But it's not just future, it's the guy's, you eliminated his ability to use his field.
Okay, I don't know, that's what it says. But anyway, but again, so this works out, I think. So Marchika Sayidan time it's the time of the Gabor. Oh, that Gabor is Samach. So Martha, no, can I Gabor Nami Samach? Well, Kamaj on that Khafe Amma, Ozishrasha Masina Bor. Because if it wouldn't have said Bor, you wouldn't have known what does Rashi say. So you're asking, if it wouldn't have said Bor, what you would have thought. So you would have thought, I guess, that the reason why I have to be marchik is not for the boar, but because of the plowing. And therefore, and then now the nafkamina would be that no, it's not because of the plowing, it's because of the boar. I feel it would be like we say a sadeh shena suda virus or something else different, you know, then you wouldn't have to be marked 24/5 amma.
Sadeh shena suda virus, am I allowed to put it according to Rava or no?
If it be at the corner to the Gemara's maskana, it's ena suda virus, and you are marked 4 ammas, because you have to be marked 4 ammas because of two reasons, avodas tekerim, and also for the shrushim that ruin the plowing for 4 amas. So then you could be marked, you don't have to be marked 25 amas. Right, that's what it seems from the Gemara.
Again, if it's anisur labiris, I don't have to worry about the shrushim going to 25. If it's anisur labiris, that's going to go across the side over there.
Yeah, because they go deep, 25 amas deep. Well, what do you care? The 4 amas they go is not so deep, and that's going to maybe mess up the plowing. But the 25 amas is when, you know, they keep the shrushim, eventually they go deeper in the ground, pastures. They move downward.
All the Rishonim said is that we could have just asked from the fact that it says 25 according to Rava, right? We could have asked before in the Gemara. The Gemara could have asked, 25, you know, I'll do Elon, 25. Right. It's Anasur Labiris, right? There's no
who's
bar there.
Who's Anasur Labiris before?
But the Gemara over there didn't say one word about bar, right? The Gemara didn't think there's a bar going on.
Oh, Shibshana was Asur Labiris.
It just said, it just said Sada. So even if this...
About the Gemara, Parship Shat was learned that it's a Sada Asur Labiris. I think.
The Gemara seems to be saying that the shrushim are going across somebody's to the Meitzar. It didn't mean anything about bar at all. It just it can't go to the Meitzar.
I don't know. Because it probably...
This from before, in a Hanami, I thought before didn't make a difference. The shrushim or the shrushim. But Rebbe's making a chiddush now. That there's a whole new din of that shrushim is only a problem, Gabi Bar. It's not a problem going into somebody else's field, not Gabi Chereish, anything. Yeah. Not a problem.
Yeah, okay. So I'm making a chiddush.
Okay. If everyone wants to commit to that, I have no problem. I'm just clarifying what the chiddush is. That's all.
Okay.
That's
a new chiddush. Okay, let's go for it. You'll check the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, anyway. So again, if the Elam came first, like he could either go summit, either on summit, so how are you ever going to find another Elam? It said. That if you did the within 25 amas, then he's allowed to chop down your tree. Maybe you have to pay you for it, but he could chop down the tree, or you would have to chop down the tree because he could demand that you chop down the tree, he wouldn't pay you for it, right? Then it says, Elon called him, but that's only if you did it, Be'isser. But if Elon called him, if the Elon came first, so you did it better. So then you don't have to chop down the tree. Be that al samech, and if according to Rava, you're never allowed to be samech. Hey, chemishkachasa. So how do we ever have a case that you did it beheter? That's lo yikos. Right? That's the word kasha. It says in the Mishnah, in the with the Daf Chav, I think, right? That you should see the Mishnah. We read this wrong place.
Obviously, this is a Sui Labiris.
This isn't Chav Hamer base. Rechigan is a Inam in a Bor Eschem Chamech Amma. If the boar came first, and then your kite and dumb, you didn't call them the yikas. So why, how could you ever have a case of coming kite them? According to Rava, you're never allowed to come in the first place, right? So, Coming kodem, that means you came beheter. Because that's what does coming kodem do? Coming kodem is mean because you came beheter. But according to Rava,
Well, it's a sada shayna sila boros.
Why do I answer that? Because then, even if you then of course, then
well, it got me a tree. It's okay. I don't know.
Let's see Rashi. Vachi Garcinin. He Hachi Ema save him. Eden Kodah Yikos. He doesn't take Mishkachas. Eden Kodem. He should all get in Samach. Adam, you say it's in Okimta that he did it should all get in. I think Mara made Okimta before. I'm Ido Yikos. So then he should also be Yikos. Mani Bor Kodem Diktana Yikos. And then it says in the Mishnah, if the boar came first and then you made your tree at the yikos. So if Mani bore the yikos, Mashla, Eden called them the Taino yikos. In other words, if the din is that you're not allowed to plant a tree, so it shouldn't make a difference whether the boar came first or the Eden came first. But Maisa, you're not allowed to plant the tree. So you should be obligated to be yikos. Right? That's the gosh. In other words, the din should be. Right, this is a shtickle against the what we were saying in Taisus and Taima, because we were saying in Taisus and Taima that even in Rava, there's some nafkamina lahalacha between when there's a boar and when there's not a boar, right? Because we said that afilu tok arba amis mutar lismol. It's like an afilu. So, but Rashi saying that pshat the Gemara's kasha is that there's no difference. It's the same thing. There's no difference. What's the difference if the boar was there or not the boar? Because either way, you were shalom kedin. So why should it make any difference? So if there's a halakha, you have to be kaitzites. You have to be kaitzites. There's no svara lachadik. If you're shalom kedin, then there's no svara lachadik whether whether the other guy's boar was there first or not. Like that's the good Rashi says.
That's better like the Chassam Sofer also, because if the Pshat is in Lomdus, Rava sees a bar, then there's no Chiluk, you know. Okay. But as opposed to if you say we're worried about later, you know, then maybe there is room to hack.
Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Mishkachas lo kedra papa bilokeya, hachinami bilokeya. Okay, this is where we want to stop on. So Rashi says, "Kidamar Rab Papa, the Kamen Bishmaitzen." Where is this the Kamen Bishmaitzen? Anyone know? Any big Bikiyim here?
The New Gemaras.
No, no one knows.
That's
the next.
In
Chardol. Yeah,
Chardol. Right on the base. About four lines later, right? The top, the second line on Yuntai some of the days. So I said in Shir this morning that this is the Rashi, the Raya, that Rashi learned in Chavetz Chaim. Mm-hmm. Because the Gemara says, Kedamar HaPapa. Rashi is bothered by this major problem. Where is this HaPapa?
He's only going to see it in 3 weeks from now.
And he's going to worry about that the guy's going to start looking over Shas for this HaPapa. So Edward Rashi, no, he's a common misugyan. He's later.
I'm surprised he calls it our sugya though, Rebbe. It's not even our sugya. That's already going to be a different sugya. He calls it b'shmaitzin.
Yes, it's our same. It means that he was worried. Rashi was worried that the person's going to get stuck, and he won't know that it's a common b'shmaitzin. That he's worried about a person. I'm half serious, right, Rashi? We assume Rashi only writes something if he has a problem. Now, Rashi felt that there's a problem here. A guy's going to read it. I'm a Rav Papa. What Rav Papa?
Why didn't he write on Arba Avos? That was also a big problem. There were people that spent months on that. What? Arba Avos was only Shalosha Avos.
Okay. I hear.
He says on Rashi, the Mishnah will say the Gemara Mefarish Law or something like that, or.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. That's also a raya.
But then also, it's the next Talmud. In those days, they didn't have easy
cop four access. Lines later. It's before
five strange. Later. It's strange because Gemara just. Why didn't Rapapa say it here? Like, why did you say it there?
In other words, you're saying that not.
It's like a little out of order.
Not like, so you want to argue with me. You're saying, of course, Rashi knows the Gemara later. But someone would be bothered by that. Why are you quoting Rapapa from later? Usually you quote, you know, you would quote him from earlier. You know, this, if you want to see Rapapa, you should, Rapapa should be here. So he's saying a daichik, that even though Rapapa is later, in other words, you're saying like this kind, that it's just, you put word that Rashi felt that of course the reader knows Rapapa later, but if I wouldn't have written this Rashi, he would have felt that they could be referring to Rapapa later, because then the Gemara is out of order, so there must be that's earlier. So the guy would be looking all through Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, and he's searching for some earlier Rapapa. But of course he knows it's a later Rapapa. But you're going in order. So Rashi's answering the Chadesh that they're quoting a Rapapa who's a common. Okay. Right? That's maybe.
No, not exactly what I was saying.
No, that's not what you were saying.
Exactly.
Okay. That could be. In other words, that's a finish. In other words, that.
It is a bit curious. Why is Rapapa?
No, Rapapa.
Why did Rapapa say his name wrong on the later mission, not in this? Because Agamar brings these questions down in a certain order, right? So the summer of Rapapa addressed these questions also in the same order. So what?
I don't know if Rapapa addressed the same. I don't know. It's not Mukhluk that Rapapa addressed the question in the same order. But okay, I don't know. In other words, you're saying, why did Rapapa? No, okay, I don't know. How did Rapapa deal with this Mishnah? This Mishnah is a Mishnah. Marchikim is a Mishnah. Later is a
Mishnah. Maybe Rapapa held like a Baya. How do we know?
No, because the Gemara is Kasha. Is that also on Rav, and Rapapa was coming later? That's to defend Rav also. When Rapapa on Amud Bey says, "Amar Rapapa Lokeach," okay, that's to defend Rav. I think so. So it's the same question. So why did Rapapa? And I don't have the cheshbon for the Gemara later yet fully, but okay. So Chaim's asking why. Chaim's asking Stam, the Shem Shammai, forget about Rashi. Aliba the MS, right? There's nothing to do with Rashi. Chaim's asking, why did Rapapa not speak here? So then you could say that Rashi, to answer my idea again, Rashi, that Rashi, Kufa, because of that, so we're adding in Rashi, and according to you, that Rashi thought that the reader would have Chaim's Kasha, and he would therefore conclude that there must be some earlier Rapapa.
Or maybe to change the Gersa or something.
What?
Maybe someone would want to change the Gersa to make this thicker.
Okay, whatever. So therefore, Rashi says, no, that there is no earlier Rapapa, there is no, it's later, and that's okay to quote something later. Okay, but I still like my shot better, that Rashi is worried about the person who won't see that. But okay, now let's go further. So the Gemara answered the calf. So this is where we have a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. So we have to now start learning. But I have to start focusing. I got to get
Rebbe, the Gemara falls off.
Wait, I'm about to start focusing.
I understand. I'm saying the Gemara falls off Rapapa later. I'm saying, so over here, we're able to stay with Rapapa. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I hear. Okay, I don't have the cheshbon later. So you're saying that the Gemara, you're answering Chaim's question?
That then why the Gemara broadened Rapapa as an absolute over the Gemara's kid the Rapapa? Oh, we could Taki use Rapapa's later on. We could use it now. Later on, Taki can't use it.
The Gemara Rapapa's could have said it where it sticks, no?
Why
he's asking, making the question bigger.
Rapapa came up with a Svara. That Svara is going to be schlugged up. Oh, but this, I could use Rapapa.
It's not so posh that Rav Papa is being shlugged up. Actually, Rashi holds that Rav Papa does stay in the next sugya. They're only adding on to Rav Papa. It's Tosfos who says that Rav Papa's answer of Lokeach is thrown out. You brought in the Bekiyas.
Okay, let's go further. Let's read. Okay, so the Maisa, now let's start thinking. We gotta get into our Ian mode here. Until now, I was a little bit in the shmearing mode. So, okay, so the Gemara answers, Pilokeya. Now, we have a kasha. We're going to say that it says, the way you were, that you never allow the chatzchila to be put an Eden there. So, how do we explain, have a case in that Mishnah that the Eden Kodim? Because you hold like Rava, you're never allowed to be Kodim. So the Terence is Bilokeach. Okay. So what's the case of Lokeach? So we have Rashi, we have Tosfos, and two shot them in Tosfos. And I see Rabbeinu Gershon has, it looks like a third shot. So we got four possible shot them. I don't know if there's any nafkaminas, but we'll see. Let's see what's going on here. So Rashi says, "Hokinami b'lokeach, Adam shenata Edom b'tok sadayu." He planted a tree in his own field, so that was obviously beheter because it's his own field, and that's called the Edom was kadam. And the akagam motzi chatzi tadeirish acher, and then he sold the half of the field to someone else, who bore a lokeach for chofer bor, and now the lokeach made a bor. Ain't that zorich lokus ina shenata b'shusso? So I, the even though my ina now is being going to be masik your bor, but since my ina came first, came beheter, so I don't have to chop it down.
What happened to the roots? Why does he talk about chopping down the tree? Just chop the roots.
No, because the din is, the Mishnah says you chop down the tree. The Mishnah here talks about chopping down the tree. And that's what the question was. It says, if Eden called him Lo Yikos. Lo Yikos means the tree, not the root.
No tree, okay.
So the question was, why don't you have to chop down the tree?
Why is it not precious if the first guy also dug the bar?
What?
Why is it not precious if the first guy did both? He planted the tree and
That's why it ties us. It's okay. That's Tosfos's cash, and it could have had more cases. Okay, so the case that Rashi has, let's try and remember, got to keep the cheshbon. The Rashi's case is that the first guy planted a tree, and then he sold his land, and the buyer built the board. Right.
But Rebbe, when we learned this case a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when we learned this, I think the share, well, I don't know whoever said it. It says that when somebody sells something, that's included in the mecher. What? This has nothing to do with this. Then this is Pasha Shulchan Aruch. If somebody sells something and there's a house on it, he can't. That's in other words, he didn't. This is not Shechinim, Hilchus Shechinim altogether.
He didn't sell the tree. He sold it a different piece of land. He sold the land next to the tree.
Right. So but he's selling it with his tree already on that land. That's part of the sale. It's not a mekach tos. Is it a mekach tos? He didn't know it was there. He didn't know it was there.
Shaila is, can now the Bawa boar say that your tree is being mazik, my boar?
But he sold it to him with the tree there already.
Good, but now it's going to be mazik. Your tree is growing roots. Every day is growing more and more roots. Right now, my boar is 20. My boar is 20 amas away from your tree. Your tree is a baby tree; its roots are only 5 amas long. But another year from now, your tree's roots are going to hit my boar and break my boar. So, according to Rava, according to the Rabbanan, I have a right to tell you, you can't have a tree that's going to be mazik my boar.
But he knew that, right?
Why can't I tell you now also? My son, I have a boar. Your tree is going to be mazik my boar. So the chiddush is that since the tree was built beheter, so planted beheter, so I don't have to move the tree. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
I'm not saying, but he knew that when he bought the bar.
Okay, so what are you asking? That the Mishnah is pashut?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the Hilchos Rav or not. He, if I sell somebody with 10 trees in the thing, if he wants to buy it, he wants to buy it. He can't enact that thing.
I don't know. So now you're mazik. You're being mazik me, and your tree is being mazik me. So I can come along and say that stop being mazik me. So that's the chiddush. And even though there's an iser mazik, and your tree is being mazik me, but I came beheter, so you can't tell me stop being mazik me. Okay, let's see. So Rashi learns again that the sower planted the tree first. Then he sold the fields, and the buyer dug a boar. Pirush HaKuntra is Shel Eden B'yad HaMoicher. Ve'ein near to read it by Mordechai. Timkein Havadei Nememar B'Moicher. In other words, he's saying that the grammatically, Rashi's cases, and you would describe that the tree is by the sower. The sower owns the tree. Not the buyer who owns the tree. It's the sower who owns the tree. The buyer owns the well. The sower owns the tree. So we're talking about the tree. So we're talking the tree of the lokeach. It's not right. It's the tree of the moicher.
Mekach u'memcher. It doesn't mean lokeach u'moicher. It just means mekach u'memcher.
It doesn't say mekach u'memcher. It says bilokeach. It's talking about a person, the lokeach. Lokeach is a noun. Not saying mekach u'memcher. If it would have said bimekach u'memcher, then you'd be right. But it doesn't say bimekach u'memcher. No? It says bilokeach. Lokeach is asking, it should have better if it's picking an individual. Instead of saying bilokeach, it should have said bimoicher.
Lokeach can't be a verb.
Lokeach, I don't think is a. It sounds like it's a lokeach is a noun. Mocher is
someone. You can't say Ruben was lokeach. Or I guess
it was lokeach.
Was lokeach. Okay. You wouldn't have the vote there.
I don't think so. I mean, then otherwise, I don't know what type is his kash would be. It would be lokeach would be a verb.
The only way it could be a verb is lashon hayva. And that's not possible because we're talking about after it was planted, after the sale. So,
okay, I hear. We got an expert in grammar, right? Good. Baruch Hashem. Usually, Rabbi Melcher is my expert in grammar, but okay. He's you from the Messiah of the Alta Yaren, that he used to be our expert Unkelis grammar. But I'll take another expert grammar. I don't know. I admit I know nothing in grammar. Grammar, English or Hebrew. Rabbi Grumblad knows grammar very well. He used to drive me crazy with grammar sometimes. But I don't know grammar. But I think lokeach is a noun. So the noun is, it's the moicher's tree. Had a near and low to farish, shall eat on the adokeach. That what? That what happened? The eat on the adokeach. What does that mean, shall eat on the adokeach?
Sold him a tree, a field with a tree in it.
You know, so the same thing. You had a field, you planted a tree, then you sold the tree to the buyer.
Half the field with the tree to the buyer.
Right. He sold the seed to the buyer, and now the sower builds a boar. Right?
Okay. But this is harder to hear because.
Well, why is it harder? It's even more.
You sold him a field with the tree. Now you're going to come ahead and say that you have to cut down the tree I just sold you.
Okay, in other words, let me say, instead of what you're saying, let me ask this a question, and then you'll tell me your answer. In other words, we have two cases. The Chayra, there's no difference. Rashi says the case is that I planted a tree in my field, and then I sold you the half the field, and you build a board. Taisa says that I planted a tree in my field, I sold you a tree, and then I built the board. Right? So the question is there any difference between the two cases? In other words, isn't it just a machlokes in semantics between Rashi and Taisus, just how you translate the word lokeach? But there's absolutely no nafkamina la'alocha between the two, because obviously Rashi would agree to Taisus's case and Taisus would agree to Rashi's case, because they're all the same. Basically, it means that the tree was totally beheter. Or the other choice is there some kind of machloikas that there's a reason that we'll say it in different words about Taifas fields that Rashi's shot is doichik in the lashon of the lokeach. So why didn't Rashi translate lokeach the case like Taifas and be more medrik in the lashon? If the two shot them are exactly the same, so why didn't Rashi say, listen, he should have also known Taisus that grammatically lokeach is better Taisus' way. So what motivated Rashi to say it his way? So can we be medayik and claim that Rashi would argue with Taisus' case? And Rashi would say that Taisus' case is not right. And that's why Rashi had to learn his case. And there's some kind of machloikas here between Rashi and Taisus. Or no, there's no machloikas. It's just he picks his case and he picks that case. And for some reason, it's just a grammar machloikas, and there's no any lumdus or anything here in this Taisus.
Well, that case is Pashut.
Which case is Pashut?
Taisus' case is Pashut. I'm just saying the other way around to say it. Taisus' case is so Pashut that wouldn't even be a Chiddush, and therefore Rashi would say his case.
Well, wait a second. If you grant that Taifa's case is Pashut and Rashi's case is not Pashut, so doesn't that mean that Taifa doesn't agree to Rashi's case? Because the Mishnah didn't say Rashi's case, right? Obviously, the Mishnah would, if you are right, that Taifa's case is Pashut, so why the Mishnah or the Gemara, the Gemara says B'lokeach, why the Gemara pick the Pashut case and not the more Chiddushik case? So the Chayra, you have to say that they pick the more Pashut case because they don't hold that the din is true in the more Chiddushik case.
Is Lokeach the same terutz as Diroshani? Because
No. Lokeach.
So what do you want me to do?
No.
What do you want me to go?
Diroshani was a different thing. Lokeach is a Svara. And the mice I came to Heter.
Oh, but if Taisus asks on Rashi from the Lashon.
Right.
So it's not because he didn't hold because it's too big of a Chiddush.
No, but maybe we're saying Taisus doesn't have any Hechruch in Svara against Rashi. He can hear Rashi's Svara. But Taisus is Asakasha on Rashi on the Lashon. But now that Taivis goes ahead and based on the Lashon says it's a different case, so we have a diak from the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara pick Rashi's case? So there's a diak. Maybe Taivis has a diak that the Gemara doesn't hold a Rashi. Not because Taivis and Svara can't hear Rashi, but he has a diak from the Gemara that Rashi case is not true. And you know, that's the question that we're clearing. Is there a machloikas halacha between Rashi and Taisus, where that Taisus doesn't hold the Rashi's case, or vice versa, Rashi doesn't hold the Taisus case, but the guys are inclined to say that Taisus's case is more pashut, because they're inclined to say that in Taisus's case, I sold you the tree, so how can I go ahead and ask you to be marchik when I sold you the tree? I gave you all the rights of the tree. But in Rashi's case, I didn't sell you the tree, so I never gave you any rights. So now, the Bower Boar can say, "Listen, you're Mr. Tree, you're being mathic me."
I don't know if you have a right to say in halacha, which is true, but if one is more pashut, right, you don't have a right to say definitively that the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that we're not sure is true.
But the question is why the Gemara, if the Gemara held they're both true, the pashut, the Gemara should.
No, the Gemara doesn't know. I don't know if the Gemara knows if they're both true. The Gemara is, well, learning the Mishnah. The Gemara
usually knows.
If the Mishnah is teaching us.
We don't assume that the Gemara didn't know.
Yeah,
that,
the Mishnah is teaching us something.
No,
what I'm saying, the Mishnah is teaching us something that the Gemara knows. The Mishnah is teaching us something the Gemara knows.
Not the Gemara knows. The Gemara knows from the Mishnah.
I understand. So when you have so you're saying they know the halacha. This is the halacha that the Mishnah is teaching us, correct?
Okay. The Gemara figured. The Gemara is smart.
If I have a Mishnah teaching me A and B, and one's a bigger chiddush than the other, it doesn't mean. So I have a right to put in the smaller chiddush into the.
I would say just the opposite. The Gemara wants to record for Dayak. If the Gemara held out PMS, it's very Dayak to say the Gemara didn't know.
If the Gemara knows, what do you mean?
The Gemara knows, so that then the Gemara should have put in the Mishnah, should, when they're writing it down, they should write down the bigger chiddush. They shouldn't write down the smaller chiddush.
Do the Gemara know from the Mishnah?
I don't know where they'll know from, but. I don't know. I can't answer that question.
But if the Mishnah is teaching it, then obviously then they don't know.
So then they would be that it's a suffix. Then you're telling me it's halacha is a suffix.
But, oh, yeah, maybe. But I'm just saying, but it's not that they know the halacha.
I don't know. I don't like saying that it's a suffix. So I'd rather say that they know. Yeah, how do they know? I don't know. They had Ruach HaKadosh. I don't know how they knew. But I don't like saying that the Chabad didn't know. Unless someone says Beferish that they didn't know. That sounds to me, but to say they didn't know when, that's a very daichik. We don't assume Chazal didn't know, unless it says so. Sometimes it says so, and it says so, it says so.
Rabbi, the Reba Mordechai said that lokeach is the proper pronunciation or grammar or whatever that is, and that's the way it should be, right? So if we grant that Rashi has to know that as well, in other words, they shouldn't be arguing in grammar.
Yes, right? I agree with you.
So if they're not arguing in grammar, that means Rashi went out of his way and said, for whatever reason, I can't say that pshat. In other words, assuming he's right, Rashi says, you might be right in grammar, but there's no way that's pshat. Even right. though pshat, because
in other words, the question is, why did Rashi not learn like Tysus? Grammatically, Tysus pshat is better. So we're saying a possibility that because Rashi felt that Tosfos Pshat is the smallest chiddush, and Rashi felt that the halacha is true even in the bigger chiddush, and therefore he felt that it's proper to write the bigger chiddush in the Gemara. So the Gemara would write the bigger chiddush, and therefore Rashi is daichek the Lashon, so that the Gemara can write the bigger chiddush, because it's always better to have the bigger chiddush. And Tosfos, who is not Taichik the Lashon, is going to be stuck into saying that the bigger chiddush is not true. And it's via Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether the bigger chiddush is true or not.
Unless we flip it on its head, we say pun fakert, right? We could say that Rashi only wanted to say the smallest chiddush. He was too scared to say such a big chiddush. Mamish argues in that shot.
Rashi was too big, but the guys are assuming that.
I say both ways. I say both ways.
Is a bigger chiddush than Tavis's shot.
I'm saying, I can say both ways. That's all I'm saying. The svaras could work both ways. That's all I'm saying. You could say that lokeach is not pasha. It's not even true. Rashi would say lokeach is not even true because a person has no right to sell a mazik or something like that. No right.
I don't know if that's the story. Why can't I sell whatever I want to sell?
Because once you sell something with Chazal, and Chazal dictate what you can sell. Somebody sells a machine gun and sells it with those parameters. Chazal guide us what we're allowed to do. I'm just saying maybe there's a svara that says
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
I'm saying okay. The child's on both sides. I'm saying.
Okay. Anyway, so this is an interesting shayla. Is there a machlekes halacha between Rashi and Taisa?
Taisa argues with Rashi la halacha. Mistami, he has rayas, like, besides for just the lashon of lekeach, why didn't he pull out his artillery of, I would imagine if they have a machlekes about this, it's based on stuff. Like, he doesn't mention a word about anything besides.
The Amar, they have rayas.
Well, is it just the Svara? That's the machlekes?
Maybe the raya is. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say Rashi's case, so that's Tavis' raya.
How is Lokeach changes anything?
What?
How is Lokeach?
It depends. We're saying that
Tavis
is Lokeach, where the guys are timing, that Tavis is Lokeach is much more posh, because since I sold you the boar, I sold you the tree, so how can I come and be like, Azach chutzpah, you sold me the tree, and then you're coming to tell me to chop the tree down. Like, you obviously
get a refund.
Sold me the tree. You
should get a refund for the tree.
You gave me the right to have a tree. You sold
if I go to a store and buy a grown tree, still, that's not okay. You should get a refund for the tree, and you should cut the tree. What's the difference if you bought it or if he's going to plant the tree?
No, because if you bought it from I bought the tree from you. So now the reason why there's a havamina that I have to knock it down is because the tree is being mazik, the bawa, the boar. So saying, if I bought the tree from the bawa boar, so what kind of, I don't say chutzpah, like we're
not if two people
havamina, that the bawa boar can tell me to knock down the tree. You gave me this tree. You sold me. When you sold me the tree, you sold me the rights of having a tree.
And if it's two different
people, go ahead and tell me. Because in the first case, no one sold it.
And if it's two different people,
Rashi's case, you planted the tree on your own. So you know, but it's not like anyone gave you the right to be mazik.
Who says I gave you
when you planted the tree? So the Kasha, there's a Havamina to say that you have no right to be Mazik, the person who went ahead and built the boar later.
But who says I gave you the right?
Tisvis, I sold you the tree. That means that so well, I gave you the right.
We'll go to the Dayan.
I have that tree. So
no,
I,
you have to say it. We'll learn from the Dayan in the community. Hey, Chini Dayan Dunya Lai. How do you do this case? Like, what do we do here? Why is it implicit that I'm giving you a right to push my bar back? Maybe is Elam there? It's we'll deal with it. Like maybe there's 10 other halachas that have to be dealt with. The three. I don't know. It's a lot of dinim. So you have to, you have to open up a shulchan aruch and figure it out.
Would it be different if a guy sold the sod to two different people? One has a tree, and the other one has the heft with the boy.
Yeah, but that's not Rashi's case. That's not the case we're dealing with. I don't think Rabbeinu Gershom is going to have that case, but that's not the case we're dealing with. We're dealing either with Rashi, where I sold without the Elon, or Tosfos that I sold the Elon.
But the only problem is that you mazik me, but I sold you too. So that's the only problem, right? I made you the mazik because I sold you the heft with the tree.
Yeah, but ma macharish and lesheni, maybe once the first guy loses that right, he can't sell anymore, to this third party, maybe.
Okay. You see, I see in the Ritva, we have to read the Ritva does say a little bit what we're saying. That the reason, he brings Tavis's case, and he says that the reason why you don't have to chop it down is because the Ba'ayin Yofen Mokharlo. So we're saying that if the Svar is because of Ba'ayin Yofen Mokharlo, which Ritva says Beferish, Ritva says that he brings in a Kimta like Tisus. First, he brings it a different case, but he brings in a Kimta in his second chat like Tisus, and he says the reason is because of Ayin Yafe Mokhano. So, the Chayre, if the Svar is Ayin Yafe Mokhano, So that only applies in Tzivos' case. It's not in Rashi's case. In Rashi's case, no one was Mocher, the owner of the tree. The owner of the tree was the always owned the tree. And he sold the boar. So there's no smart.
He sold the field.
If anything, he sold the land, which the guy made a boar. So if anything, the sort of Ayin Yofa Mokhlo means I gave you the right to make a boar. And if you make a boar, I'm going to have to knock down my tree. You know, there's in the
result
of Ayin Yofa Mokhlo is really that the buyer has the upper hand. So in Tysus's case, the buyer has the upper hand. The buyer of the tree has an upper hand because Ayin Yofa Mokhlo. But in
is that like a binary thing? Like, do we say Ayin Yofa Mokhlo or not? Or does it depend on the Mitzvah? Like in this case, he sold him a tree. So we sold him with a tree. So we see that he sold him by Ayin Yofa. He didn't cut it down first and then sell it to him.
What?
We have an indication that there's Ayin Yofa.
Okay, so. But I'm saying, in Rashi's case, you can't say Ayin Yofa Mokhlo because the whole issue is on the person who owns the tree that he always owned the tree. So there's no svar of Ayin Yofa. So then if the whole ritva is svara, that the reason why you don't have to chop down the tree is because Ayin Yofa Mokhlo. In other words, we're just saying, maybe if we should look at this ritva for tomorrow, but we're making a diuk. That the fact that the ritva uses a svar of Ayin Yofa Mokhlo means that the Ritva can't hold the halacha like Rashi, because the svara of Ayin Yofa Mokhlo does not apply in Rashi's case. Now, I only read the beginning of the Ritva, so I'm liable to get slugged up when you read the next line of the Ritva.
But they also say this svara in the Yad Ramah, it brings that Ayin Yofa Mokhlo, that's then it cannot.
Svara is Ayin Yofa Mokhlo, that you don't have that svara in Rashi's case. So it's very likely that group where they're not holding, they're not agreeing with Rashi. The way, in others, because if you had Rashi, you don't need a svar of Ayin. In Rashi's case, you don't have the svar of Ayin Yofa Mokhlo.
So, in theory, you can have a
Rashi case, right? That's a din. So then why they say that the reason for the din is based on Ayin Yofa Mokhlo? They should leave that out. That's not the reason for the din. So the fact that assuming Shmuel's right, we'll take Shmuel's word for it without checking it, which is a very dangerous thing, not because we don't trust Shmuel, but because we don't trust anybody. But assuming that the Yad Ramah says that and the Ritva says it, so that would be mashma that they don't hold like Rashi, because they don't have the svara of Ayin Yofa Mokhlo. Okay, well, let's try and read another line in Tysus, but I'd like to look that up more tomorrow. That is an interesting Tysus. It's a good Tysus to get stuck on before he gets a car, though. A little detour, because it's an interesting Tysus. So again, my ear yeshidan kodem, afidu kodem bornami. Why does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, the im kodem, bor. Then it's, you know, the Mishnah says, im kodem, the im eden kodem laikis, afidu kodem bornami, kalosha adam echad osa bor. One person made a boar, but achar kach noto elam, and then he also made the elam, the same person. Umokar a boar, the Pirush Rashi, he sold the boar. He sold the boar, the Pirush Hakodesh, and he kept the elam for himself. Oh, elam. The Pirush Rav Mordechai, or he sold the tree. Either he sold the boar, or he sold the tree.
That throws that Ayin Yofa.
Either way.
Why do you think Rashi would agree to that case?
What?
That throws that Ayin Yofa.
Rashi would agree to that case.
Why shouldn't everyone agree to that case?
Well, maybe that's the same problem. That it's posture. You sold him, I told you a bar. means I told you the right to be magic me. Of course you can.
So everybody, so they're good. So it's mutter. I'm saying it's mutter. That's
the finish then. We're going around. No, but I sold it to you. I sold you a bar that's already being damaged by the Elon. Sorry. So it's by and raw. I'm selling it to you by and raw.
I don't know. So he said, let me keep on going because I'm going to want to. He says, the Bechiai Gavna, Elon told them, can we today? This is apparently the answer. She called me the T.S. Eden, the ear bow board. The ear ain't a board, I think Mechiris board. Oh, Mechiris Eden. So that's cool, the Eden called them. Okay, we'll have to read that again tomorrow. Okay, so I want to go over this Tavis again, and I want to tomorrow think about this question if there's a Machlekes Halacha between Rashi and the Tavis. In my opinion, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, if this case theoretically, would this case be born in the Shulchan Aruch? I guess not, because we pass in like Rav Yossi, right? So if we pass in like Rav Yossi, then the whole case would not be no Gaya, right? Because there's nothing to talk about according to Rav Yossi, right? This whole Machlekes is only in the Rabbanon, right? According to Rav Yossi, you're allowed to put your board tree there. It's not geared today, so this wouldn't be in the Shulchan Aruch, I assume.
Also, Rava could have answered every single time, Blokeach, correct? He could have said, how did we get there? I think Rava could have technically every single answer could have been, Tarot says, really, Blokeach.
Okay, I don't know. I don't have the... Superficially, it seems like you're right, but I don't have the cheshbon enough to answer. But superficially, the car, you're right. But okay, but let's try and do that. Let's look over this Tisus and let's see, look over the Ritva and the Yad Rama and to see if there's a Machlaikas Halacha. And then we'd like to see also the Rabbeinu, the next shot, and to look at Rabbeinu Gershon has the third shot. And again,
is Rabbi going to be sending the Marmakamas out or just all my Svarim are in Cleveland?
Well, there's no Svarim. Oh, you want the Rabbeinu? There's one Rabbeinu. Okay, I'll send it out, Rabbeinu Gershon.
Or someone else post in the chat.
Yes, I'll send it out. I'll try and do it right now, but I don't forget. Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. Rabbi?
Yes.
Yeah, can I ask a side question? Is Rabbi Sefer Shema Beni printed or not yet?
Not yet, but it's supposedly the first volume is going to the printer.
Because I thought I saw a copy of it in the first Israel over here. So was yes. there?
Yes. If Shana is like this, There's a few different volumes. There's one volume which is not upset. They went ahead and they printed the I have someone in Israel being a very